Right now, let's do the 1:30 news with Jake.
Figgy Dan, hey,
Raising Cane's and Web on Garage Doors. My best Tyson Fury impression.
Whoa.
So, an update on the tower. It's still looking exactly the same as it was.
The Leaning Tower
of
Dallas?
1 hour ago, 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago, 4 hours ago. This is going to be a all-day affair, it does appear. And as Dan mentioned, whenever we had our reporter live on the scene, Michael Soroy,
the still out there?
Demo company had secured a crane to remove the remainder of the tower, which, quote, will be done between 9 a.m. and 12 p.m. on Monday. So we are almost 2 hours into overtime, and the progress, pretty thin.
All right, I'm back online.
Pretty thin. WFAA.com has a live stream of the affair.
They have not changed their tactic. They are using the tiny little wrecking ball, and they're at the top of the tower. They just keep... Seriously, not one half of that story has been...
Do they not want to just, like, admit mistake and, like, re-rack and start over with a new approach? You know? I mean, especially if they're saying this was supposed to be over by noon, and it's obviously not. This probably wasn't how they saw this going.
Ultimate man move. No, it's fine.
Like, they won't ask for directions.
No, yeah. I wonder if it's... I definitely got the right piece of equipment from the store.
I wonder if its location so close to the highway has something to do with this, because it runs up right next to it.
See, that was my point on why they weren't coming from the other side, because if they did come from the other side, I think it would end up on Central. Like, it's that close to the freeway.
Really?
So I understand them wanting to push it back to have it fall the other way, but even then, you would think they could have it fall the other day with a bigger... bigger boom from the ball, but or that, or maybe wrecking balls just suck, and everybody who plays football or whatever sport has been called like, "Bo, that guy's a real human wrecking ball." I will never respect that nickname again.
Okay, here's a good example for how big the wrecking ball is. Above the wrecking ball, and maybe this is some kind of a balance mechanism or just protecting the big chain it's on, is a tire, like a round, you know, like you throw a football through a tire, or you drive a car on your tire. But it's a tire.
Yeah.
On the road thing.
And the wrecking ball is that size. Like, in fact, the tire looks like it's a little bit bigger. So that's how tiny the wrecking ball is.
Yeah, for an 11-story building.
And there it hits it again, and one brick falls.
It's very,
what
very
are
laborious.
They doing?
And, of course, this has been, well, really since the day that the tower was not brought down with its initial demo... It's been a real fountain of the memes, and now I've seen a bunch of people. Do you remember the arcade game Rampage? I was a big fan of Rampage, where you would climb up the sides of buildings and punch out down towers. Godzilla, what else was on there? And sometimes there would be a scantily clad woman in one of the windows, and you would grab them and you would throw them in your mouth and eat them. For nutrition.
I thought you were going to say you saved them.
No. Nope.
Like Rapunzel or something.
You don't save them.
Okay, just eat them.
Get their meat, their power back up. So we'll continue to follow this story.
It's mesmerizing watching this thing.
Today.
Because it's not doing anything.
No, nothing. It's like a screensaver.
Yeah.
In a New York court, Harvey Weinstein was convicted of rape and sexual assault against two women. He was immediately handcuffed and led to jail.
Wow.
67 years old, said to have had a look of resignation on his face as he heard the verdict that could send him to prison for up to 30 years.
Looks like Jeff Garlin.
He does, yes. That's episode one, right?
Yeah.
Took 5 days to find him guilty of sexually assaulting a production assistant in 2006 and raping an actress in a New York City hotel room in 2013. And if you haven't seen, probably pretty much everyone has, he has to enter the courtroom with a walker every day.
Yeah, do you feel like that's necessary? Or, yeah, are they just doing that?
It's the Brady Bunch neck brace. Wasn't that a famous episode?
Yeah, but if you view him as a feeble old man,
right.
Certainly maybe he did something in the past, but this current guy, we can't lock up this guy. Like, you certainly question whether or not he needs all that.
And I believe the woman from 2006 in Miami that he assaulted, that's her testimony is where we got the idea that he might not have a penis.
Yeah, what happened with that?
She said that there's...
I know, but did it just go away?
The penis? Well,
the story the or the story. Penis? Oh. Well, it was part of her testimony whenever she was describing
like, why
his...
Why didn't anyone dive into that anymore? That's weird.
Well, I mean, it's not really a crime. Like, what are they supposed to do? Have a
what is she saying? It's just tiny?
She said that he thought he might have had some sort of a mutilation-type situation because there's just nothing there. She thought that he might have had a transformation. Like, that he had more of a non-penis. And that it's just kind of a mashed-up...
Yeah, you're saying things I don't understand.
Well, I mean...
Exactly. That's why we need to dive deeper into this situation.
The non-penis.
He's getting away with everything.
Like that he had a... That he possibly had like a female part fashioned for him. And that he had his testicles removed.
Well, that would change a lot, right?
Yeah. You would think that would lower the T.
You can't...
Like Varys. Yeah.
Can you rape someone without a...
Yeah, I think that could be any sort of... you don't have to be using that for that. It's a rape either way.
By the way, him hobbling in on his with his walker or whatever...
That's why he needs the walker. The procedure.
It reminds me, though, of... did you watch the Netflix documentary on John Demjanjuk? Who was the guy from Cleveland?
I watched the first episode,
Who was accused of being a Nazi death camp... Ivan the Terrible.
Is it the killer next door or something?
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, but if you keep watching it, it's like three episodes. And he did that. Like, he had such a bad back, he would be wheeled in on a... looking like Hannibal Lecter or something on a thing into his courtroom, like, hoping to garner sympathy. But a lot of people in Israel did not sympathize a bit with the...
Yeah. You can go one of two ways.
The guy who... led a Nazi death camp.
Neck brace, wheelchair, walker, or you can go with the playmaker. Fur coat.
Just
diamond earrings.
Oh, just such bravado.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a bit, kind of a sad story, but also one of those type of deals where you're just kind of like, yeah, no way. Self-described daredevil Mad Mike Hughes died this weekend during an attempt to launch a homemade rocket on Saturday afternoon. He built the rocket along with, I guess just a guy he was working on this project with named Waldo Stakes. They built a steam-powered rocket with the intent of launching Hughes 5,000 feet into the air. The point of this mission, and apparently Hughes has done this many times, tried to launch a rocket hundreds of miles up into the air. The point of this one was for him to be able to prove from his elevated perch that the Earth is flat.
So wait, how many feet into the air? I thought you said 5,000, and then you said hundreds of miles. Is that hundreds of miles?
Oh, excuse me. No, my bad. Yeah, I should have said hundreds of feet.
You on the moon?
5,000 feet into the air. 32,000 feet.
Well, how much is a mile? I really don't know.
5,280.
Yeah.
So 1 mile into the air.
Right, 1 mile into the air. I misspoke.
And what was he going to do?
He was from there going to take photos that proved that there's no curvature of the Earth. But my thought is, wouldn't you have to be way, way higher up than that to provide conclusive evidence of that?
And then
that?
You'd have to be kind of stationary, right? You couldn't be moving at the speed of a rocket.
Right.
Well, I guess you could once you're up there.
Well.
And you have to be alive.
Yep.
Oh.
The rocket's parachute tore away just moments after takeoff. And there's a crowd of about 50 or so of his flat Earth cronies on the ground, the regular ground thing, who all kind of start to freak out because it's very clear. Why are you laughing so hard right now?
Because of the regular ground thing.
Okay.
I liked it.
The second the parachute falls off, and it is early in the first quarter of his game here, he's got about another 15 seconds of ascension. And then about another 15 seconds, I don't know, 10 seconds of his descent right into the ground. And it is just evaporated. So on one hand, I think it's kind of sad. But on the other, if you're Daredevil Mad Mike Hughes, don't you kind of know that this is probably how it ends for you? Whoa.
Sorry, I'm trying to hold back a cough. Should just let it out. Does anybody believe that flat Earth stuff? Do they really?
100%.
They don't really believe it.
Yeah, they do.
Like, that guy didn't really believe it. He just wanted to do a bit.
Well, he wanted to find out. He said, a few months back, I accept...
Haven't a lot of people been up there? Aren't there actual photos from the moon?
No, because that's all part of... That's gaslighting by the government to convince you of that so that they can...
But our government is now going to sign off on whatever Russia's government is... Like, all governments seem to agree with this, and governments don't agree on anything.
Oh, no. See, you haven't spent enough time with the conspiracy theorists. The hardcore conspiracy theorist believes in the one-world government, and that countries are sort of an illusion and a distraction to keep people focused, when in reality, there's just one small cabal of people who are running the world economy and keeping you believing that countries matter, and for some reason that the Earth is round. Very few people believe in one conspiracy theory.
Like, if you believe that the Earth is flat, you are more apt to believe...
All of that. The whole rest of it. And he said he just wanted to get up there and see for himself. He said, I don't have an agenda. If it's a round Earth or a ball, I'm going to come down and say, hey, guys, my bad. It's a ball, okay? And, yeah, I don't think he was able to get near high enough to figure that out. And then he was quickly... jettisoning back to the ground where he met his maker.
Yeah, I saw this video on Twitter.
Because, yeah, like they were documenting it.
The rocket takes off and loses its parachute within, like, the first 100 feet of going into the air. And you thought, wow, that's probably bad. You need that to land, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Some things should just never be paired with the word homemade. Rocket, one of those things. Like, yeah. You can have homemade Play-Doh, you know, like...
What was the stuff your daughter used to make?
Homemade slime.
Slime, yeah.
Don't used homemade to. A rocket and cookies. Put yourself in it. Cookies. That's a great one, Jake.
Yeah. Football jersey.
But...
Not rocket.
Yeah, you'd have to think NASA, who will spend $1 billion on one rocket...
And like 100 people?
Well, and it might explode. We've seen it a few times, right?
Right.
Like, that might go poorly. So do you think the one that was crowdfunded with $9,000... from flat Earth conspiracy people? Do you think that is just as safe as the NASA one?
Apparently not. Apparently not.
And on Kobe Day, too.
Well... unrelated.
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down indeed.
To me?
There's your news. Moment of silence. For Mad Mike.
Oh.
Paul in...
But no silence yet for the Leaning Tower of Dallas.
No, it's still battling. Coming up next, Cuban is back to 2004 Cuban on the ticket.